here we go. Seres Sukkah. So hopefully you did at least the Mishnah and started a little bit of the Gemara. Mishnah says, Sukkah shigavoy lamal neshem ama psula. A sukkah that is higher than 20 amos is psula. That in and of itself makes it sound like if you have a sukkah on a mountain or on the top of an apartment building, it's puzzle, because it's higher than 20 amos. Because where's the sukkah? So Rashi is sort of in a funny place later on. If you take a look in the last of the wide lines, four lines down in Rashi, so you see he says, Al Shem Haschach Kriya Sukkah. Those are his last words before the Gemara. Al Shem Haschach Kriya Sukkah. So it sounds like Rashi is saying that when we say a sukkah, that's Gavoy Lamalam Eshimamo, it really refers to the Schach. That's a question we'll have to ask. What's the really essentially the problem? The walls are the problem? The schach is the problem? Is the hollow the problem? Is it the outside of the sukkah? What if the schach is higher than 20 amos, but the floor on the inside of the sukkah was raised by a platform or some rugs or who knows what? So what exactly is the problem over here? But Rashi right away seems to indicate that the whole issue is the schach in and of itself. So when we say sukkah, lemala gavoy, lemala simama, so we're going to call it the schach. If the schach is higher than 20 amos, then the entire sukkah is pasul. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says the sukkah is still kasher. If the schach is not 10 tfachim high, so this is the lowest the sukkah can be, the schach can be, and if it doesn't have three walls, and if the sunlight is more than the shade that is generated by that schach, so it is puzzle. So the Mishnah has a few things that it wants us to know. How many halachas did the Mishnah teach us?
Four.
Too high? That's a machlokes. What's too low?
Walls.
And?
Shade.
So four things. Zuck the Gemara says, Tanan Hasam. What's Tanan? We learn in the Mishnah, Hasam, elsewhere. So it has nothing to do with our Masechta. We are going outside of our Masechta for a minute. We have a Mishnah elsewhere that says, it's interesting that the Gemara did the same thing that it did by Sukkah to us. The literal translation is a Mavui. A Mavui technically means the alleyway. So hopefully we all got this a little bit described to us by somebody, either me or Yitz, that you have, in the olden days, you have these houses, and each one opened up into a courtyard, and the courtyard had walls. So in between, any street that's in between these courtyards is going to be walled in, usually on three sides. So there's only one side that doesn't have a wall, so it's really not very different from a chatzer, a mavui. Mavui means the alleyway, the chatzer is the actual courtyard in front of a house. Not really so significantly different from one another, but Chazal said that mavui is a street, it's a relatively public area. It's not a reshus harabim, but since it's close enough, we need you to make sure that it is quote-unquote, enclosed. It's virtually enclosed on all four sides. So the fourth side, that's really open, so you have to put one of two things, either what's called a lechi, a post, 10 tefachim high in the ground, or a koira. Koira means a beam that goes from one wall to the other on that open side, and that way it looks like a doorway, and it's more or less, it's virtually enclosed. So for whatever reason, just like the Mishnah by us said the schach is called a sukkah, here it says that the koira, the beam, is called a mavui. Doesn't mean the mavui, really. It means the beam that completes the mavui. So mavui, a kaira, should gavaya mesrim ama that's higher than 20 amas, yima 8. Can you translate that? You shall lower it. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, in a tzarech. He says, nah, you don't have to. So you have exactly a parallel machlokes between our Mishnah and that Mishnah in terms of the height of the schach and the height of the kaira. And it's the same machlokes. Maishnag, so Gemara is bothered by the following. Maishnag, abisukat tani psula. What's the reason? Really, Maishnag is what's the difference. That's why you know this is a comparison. Gemara Maishnag means what's the difference. What's the difference regarding sukkah? Did tani that the Mishnah teaches us the consequence, the halacha with the word psula? Maishnag, abimavui. And what's the difference regarding mamavui? Did tani takanta that it teaches us the way to fix it? So it's a discrepancy between the presentation of the two Mishnayos. In both cases, it's no good. If it's higher than 20 amas, the schach is no good. If higher than 20 amas, your kaira is no good. So how come it doesn't just teach it in the same way? Teach puzzle in both cases, or teach fix it in both cases. Why does it have to do one in one case and one in the other? So the Gemara's first answer is, sukkah deraisa tani psula, mavi derabanan tani takanta. A sukkah which is deraisa, So the Mishnah teaches us the language of pasul, a mavi, which is dirabanan. So it teaches us that you just need to fix it. What exactly is the pshat in that? So we're going to have to take a look at Rashi, but I'm going to put it on hold for now, just to make sure we cover our amud for today. But if we have time, we'll come back to it. Otherwise, we can do it, you know, tomorrow when you go over the Gemara. You'll get to this again. You'll be like, I don't understand. Who cares if it's deraisa or derabanan? It's puzzle either way. Who cares if deraisa or derabanan? You can fix it either way. What kind of answer is this? That if it's deraisa, you say, puzzle. And if it's derabanan, you say, just fix it, dear. Like, what's that doesn't really answer the question. It just makes a distinction. It doesn't really explain why the Mishnah has decided to do it differently just because one's deraisa and derabanan. So Rashi is going to explain that in his way. So that's answer number one for the discrepancy. Answer number two, vibay seima. And if you want, say, but deraisa nami tanika tanka takanta. But deraisa also, we could have said fix it. Miu, however. Sukkah, the nefishin mile, whatever exactly the gersa is, sukkah, which would require a lot of milim. What are milim? Words. Sukkah that would require a lot of words to express that. How many halachas did we say in the Mishnah again? Four. So we would have to express how to fix it in four different ways. Fix if that's the problem, fix it in that way. If that's the problem, fix it in that way. If that's the problem, fix it in that way. So because of that, come on. Puzzle. It's simpler. It's easier. It's prettier. So that's what it does when it comes to sukkah. Not because it's deraisa, but because Mishnayos are clear and, well, okay, they're not clear. Mishnayos are concise. So since Mishnayos are concise, it says puzzle. So again, so the phrase is mil sukkah, the nefishin milik, pasig vitani psula. Sukkah that has would require a lot of words. It stops and it teaches puzzle. Mavui deloy nafish milik. But a mavi which doesn't require a lot of words to say one word, yima eight, same amount of words as psula, tanita kanta, it says fixing it, which is the preferable way to express it. We should have done it by sukkah, but it would have required too many words, it wouldn't be concise. Yeah.
Why would I change the amount of words you have to use? If you just say fixed it, doesn't that just mean you can fix whatever?
Good question. The answer is that
you don't have to necessarily explain which one it is.
You'll notice that even the Mishnah by Mavu, he didn't say fix it. He said, you might. You have to lower it. Because it's telling you exactly how to fix it. Because it's teaching you that it's puzzled because of the height. And therefore, you have to lower it. So by Sukkah, we would have done the same thing. You're saying, well, why don't you just say fix it?
Well, yeah.
What's necessary?
Yeah. I mean, you might, which means lower, so I guess that's specific. But you don't necessarily have to say specific. Also means it seems like it's like a permanent thing. Like, oh, it's messed up. You can't fix it.
Right.
It should say something like Tommy.
Right, which we're learning the Iyun, we get involved in that. What about Tasa, Volume, and Asui? There are other Iyun. Maybe that's okay, it really is no good. Maybe that is important. But we're going a little fast, so we can talk about it during Seder, or maybe if we have time tomorrow. Minani Mile. Minani Mile, what? Wait, so the Gemara ended? So Minani Mile means we're asking, where did that come from? So if it's on the previous issue, we would be looking for a source for the thing that we just said, but there's no source for that. It's a distinction we're making. There's no minani mile. How do you know the distinction? The distinction was a svara. We're using our mind to make the distinction between the two mishnayos, the way they present themselves. Minani mile is a brand new topic. Fancy Gemara's even have a nice big period over there. So minani mile means, we're going back to the Mishnah for a minute. What's the first halacha of the Mishnah? That the schach that's too high is pasul.
Says who?
You know, like a classic, nice Jewish boy. Why? Minani mile. How do you know that? So the Gemara now is going to give several answers, different approaches to how you know that schach that's too high is no good. Each one of them is interesting. It's not like a very straightforward answer. It's not like you're going to find that the pasuk in the Torah says clearly a shi'ur. Now, why is that? That's because, as we're actually going to learn a little bit later in the Masechta, that in general, the Torah doesn't give shi'urim for anything. Shi'urim, what is an example of a shi'ur? To be yotze, kiddish, well, okay, that's a bad example. To violate achilas chazir, eating pig. How much pig you got to eat to get lashes? Kazayas. Does there ever say kazayas? There's not a lot to eat pig. Isn't pig even a little bit? A little bit's also pig, no? So there are shi'urim for violation and also for kiyum hamitzvos. Shi'urim halacha l'moshe misinai. Sometimes the Gemara will try to bring proofs or hints to the shi'urim, as we'll see. But here the Gemara says, how do you know? Minani mile. So Rabba is the first one to chime in. Omer Rabba, Domer Korah, because the pasuk says, "Laman yedu u derei seichem ki besukos hoshavdi es bnei Yisrael." In order, leman yedu darosechem, in order that all the generations will know, ki besuko so shavti es bnei Yisrael, that I caused to dwell, I placed the Yidden in sukkahs when they left Mitzrayim. So what does that mean, Pashup Shat? That I want you every year to celebrate to have the mitzvah of sukkah and to celebrate sukkahs so that all the generations will know this is what happened when we left Mitzrayim, Machlokes later in the Masechta, were those actual physical structures or were they Anane HaKavu? But whatever it is, that's Pashup Shat in the Pasuk, that we observe sukkahs for that reason. Says Rabbah, a very interesting drasha. In order to know this, you have to see the schach. Otherwise, you're going to think you're just in a house, you're in a hut, I don't know. But the way you're going to remember the meaning of the mitzvah is only when you can see the schach. A very interesting suggestion. Ad esrim ama adam yoideya shehu darba sukkah. Up until 20 amas high, in other words, if the schach is less than 20 amas, a person yoideya, he knows that he's living, shehu dar, he's living basukkah. Lemala mi esrim ama. If the schach is higher than 20 amas, ain adam yoideya shehu darba sukkah. A person doesn't know that he's living in a sukkah, mishum, because de le shalta ba eina. His ena means his eye. Shalta is like shlita, like lishlota, is to have control. His eye doesn't have control over it. So, in normal English translation, his eye doesn't see it. His eye doesn't catch it. If you're in a place where it's a pretty well, we'll see. If you're in a smaller area and the ceiling is very high, you don't even notice the ceiling. We'll discuss later. The Gemara itself will. What if it's a huge long room? I see a schach over there. So who cares? There's more than 20 hours. The Gemara will come back to that. But for now, it's too high. Your eye doesn't catch it. Eye doesn't see it. That's Rabba's answer to the question. Again, it's not the Pashup Shat in the Pasuk, right? Pashup Shat in the Pasuk means that we celebrate Sukkot every year so that we remember. It's Yas B'chaim and this is the Hatz of the Ananekav. But he says, no, you have to see the Schach to remember that. That's answer number one. Answer number two. Rabbi Zeira Omar. Rabbi Zeira says, Mehacha, from here, V'sukkot yelitzel yomam mecharev. So this is a Pasuk from the Nevi'im talking about the future, that the sukkah will be for a shade from all the elements in the future. What does that have to do with anything? It's not talking about a sukkah. It's not talking about hilchos sukkah. Isn't that talking about some sort of shelter in the future? The tabernacle of peace. I mean, who knows what it's talking about? It's a nevuah. So he says, you see that it says sukkah yelitzel. So whatever you're going to say that this sukkah refers to, it's not referring to hilchos sukkah or hilchos schach by us. But you see that the Navi chose to use the word sukkah. He could use other words. He could use the word like a chuppah or, I don't know, a ceiling. I don't know, whatever it is. He could use other words. Since he chose to use the word sukkah, and he said, because a sukkah gives shade. For sukkah to yell, it's sail. So says Rabbi Zeira, ad esrim ama adam yoyeshev, but sail sukkah. When the sun is, I don't know, you have to figure this out. If you want to know the dimensions of shade of sukkah, so you're supposed to live in Eretz Yisrael. Right? Everybody knows this, right? We're supposed to live in Eretz Yisrael. But we're in Gullus. Just don't forget that. So the shade of the schach is going to be where? If the sun is directly overhead, so the shade is going to be straight down. Is that ever true in Eretz Yisrael on sukkahs? Assumingly not. The sun is off to the side, so that the shade that's coming down is going to be at an angle. So we got to do a little physics here. So anybody here a physics guy? So you'll check this out. You got to figure out angle of the sun and whatnot. But the Gemara insists that based on the angle of the sun and therefore the angle of the shade, if your schach is, and we'll have to figure out the dimensions of the walls because obviously it's going to be very important. If the schach is more than 20 amas high, then the shade will not be on the floor of that sukkah. At least not significant shade. It will be outside your sukkah. At least if the walls are certain dimensions, and that's what we'll get to later. So therefore, says Rabbi Zeira, you see from the pasuk that sukkah has to do with shade. So up until 20 amos, a person will be sitting in the shade of his sukkah, which really means his schach. Lamala mi'asrim ama, but if the schach is higher than 20 amos, in adam yoyeshev etzel sukkah, the person will not be sitting in the shadow, in the shade of his schach, ela betzel defanois, but rather in the shadows of his walls. By the way, if you're looking for proof for Rashi, that's the first place that the Gemara makes a very clear distinction between the word sukkah and walls. Why shouldn't the sukkah include the walls? You see from here, like Rashi said originally, that the Gemara uses the word sukkah to refer to schach. Amar le'abaye. So that was Rabbi Zera's suggestion. So Rabba's the one that said you have to be able to see with your eyes the schach. Rabbi Zera is the one that says that you have to be sitting in the shade of your schach. So Abaye responds to that. He says, Amar le'abaye, elamiyata, rather now, meaning once you're saying what you said, if a person makes his sukkah between two mountains called Ashtaros Karnayim, so he's in a valley, and on the two sides of him are these huge mountains called Ashtaros Karnayim. Hachinami! So here also, there also, Delohavi sukkah, it's not going to be a valid sukkah. Why?
Because the shades from the mountains, not from the
sukkah. Right. He's not getting any shade from the sukkah. He's getting shade from the mountains. If a person, how would we say that? If a person makes a sukkah, we do apartment buildings in Washington Heights. So he's not yotze. He's not going to get any shade from the sukkah. Omar Leiri Vizier responds, Hasam, over there in your case, Abaye, Dal, take away, remove, Ashtaros Karnayim, the mountains, Ikatzel sukkah, and you will have shade from the sukkah. Hacha, but in the case where it's over 20 amas high, dal defanos, if you remove what's giving you the shade, meaning the walls, dal defanos, remove the walls, lekasil sukkah, you still won't have any shade from your schach.
Dal means remove.
Take away, yeah.
Hacha and hacha in this case is talking about whether it's more than 20 amas less.
Meaning in the cases. Hacha means in your case, abaye. Hacha means in our case here, by the sakmi too high. Hacha means lamalami esrim. Hasam means between the mountains of Ashtaros Karnayim. In your case, over there.
But if you build your house next to your house, it's the same problem.
Yeah, I mean, you can have all kinds of cases that you can imagine it. Well, the point is that Rabbi Zera insists the schach has to be in the right position that theoretically you're going to be able to get the shade from it. Even though lamaisa, you may not be getting shade from it because of the location of your sukkah. It doesn't matter. It has to potentially. You have to be potentially in the tzeil of your schach. That's what he answers. The answer is no problem. That's his answer. His answer is, if you can remove the mountains, you're good. But if it's higher than 20, you'll never be in the shade. You have to potentially be in the shade of your schach. Is the sun ever straight ahead? That's the question. Is it ever straight? You're saying it's potentially. Maybe it's never potentially. So you got to do some physics to see energy. So that's what I was saying. That's what you would say, right? Isn't the sun always going to be straight? I think the sun's never straight overhead. That's to figure out. V'Rava, supposed to live in Eretz Yisrael. That's why I gave that Dhamma. V'Rava, Amar Mehacha. Rava is the third answer. He says from here, B'sukos Teishvu Shivas Yamim. Torah says, you have to live in sukkahs for 7 days. Right? Teishvu Kein Taduru, that's that famous pasuk. You have to eat in the sukkah, sleep in the sukkah, hang out in the sukkah. Did I mention sleep in the sukkah? So you have to live in the sukkah for 7 days. Amra Torah. So what does that mean to us? It means there's a mitzvah sukkah for 7 days. So what does it have to do with the height of the schach? Rava says, Amr Tar is saying, Kol Shiva Sayamim, all 7 days, say, go out, midiras keva, from a permanent home, v'shev, and dwell, the diras aroi, in a home that is temporary. He's saying that you have to be in your sukkah for 7 days. You're not allowed to be in your house for 7 days. You have to leave a permanent dwelling and live in a temporary one. So what? What does that do with 20 amas? He explains, Ad esrim amo, up until 20 amas, adam oisa diras adiras aroi. A person makes his dira, his living place, a temporary living place. Lamalame esrim amo, but if the schach is higher than 20 amas, ain adam oisa diras adiras aroi. A person cannot make his dira, his living quarters, a temporary living quarters, a diras keva, but rather a permanent one. What is he talking about? So Rashi explains, it means to say that if you're going to build schach higher than 20 amos, you can't have flimsy walls. The walls are going to have to be made out of something really solid by definition, by necessity, because otherwise it's going to fall out, it's going to collapse. But if it's lower than that, so you can deal with something that's relatively flimsy, and that's the definition of temporary. It has to be a temporary dwelling by definition in the materials of the walls. Big chiddush of Rav. Okay? So because of that, you can't make your schach higher than 20 amos because it would necessitate walls that are defined as permanent types of walls. Wow. That's also the first time we ever encountered walls have any significance. I thought all we care about is the schach. Amalia Abaye. Abaye is the fighter. Amalia Abaye Olamiyata. From now, based on what you said, Asa Mechitza Shel Barzel. If he made walls made out of iron, V'sigir Al Gabon, and he put his schach on top of those walls of iron, Hachanami Delei Havi Sukkah. So according to you, that's not valid. And nobody apparently ever said such a thing. You know, the schach is less than 20 amos, but you made your walls out of iron. Apparently, that's kosher according to everyone. Which is interesting, right? Ever heard this, you know, chumras, you have to have everything made out of wood or whatever? How could that be? How can you put your schach on top of iron? Really? You didn't really mean that? Okay, I'll leave that for you to ponder. Omar Le. So again, this is the same kasha Abaye was asking Rabbi Zeir, right? But what do you mean? But practically, this seems to be fine. Isn't this what everybody does? You can make the walls out of iron, can't you? Amar Le, so Rabbi responds to him, Hachli kamina loch. This is what I am trying to say to you. This is what I'm saying to you. Ad chof amo, until 20 hours, less than 20 hours, adam oise diras adiras haroi, which a person could make flimsy walls. Ki avid le diras keva, if he decided to make it very strong iron walls, nami nafik. Also, he's yotze. Nafik literally means to go out. Right, yotze also means to go out. So nami nafik is Aramaic for nami yotze. So he also goes out, meaning he's also yotze. Lamala mechaf amo, but if it's higher than 20 amos, the adam oise dirasa diras keva, then a person by necessity, he has to use permanent types of walls. Ki aved ledirasa roi nami loy nafik. Even if he were to make it flimsy, also he would not be yotze. Also, he would probably collapse. So again, it's very similar to Abaye and Rabbi Zeira, is the answer is that it's theoretical. It has to be theoretically temporary, even if possibly temporary. But if you can't make it temporary at all, so then you're not going to be Yotze. Okay, so that takes us to the end of Amud Aleph. Shekayach, we did it! We covered one. Only how many to go? I'll leave it up to you to figure out.